wasn't the White House. It wasn't the State Department. It wasn't Father LaVar's so-called people on the ground in China that got his son out of a long-term prison sentence. It was me. He added, LaVar is just a poor man's version of Don King, but without the hair.
Fox's John Decker. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your updated holiday week forecast for today. Big travel day. Should be a great day with lots of sunshine, high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a mostly sunny, cool holiday, but a nice day with a high temperature in the lower 60s, low tomorrow night around 40. On Black Friday, more sunshine, comfortable, high 65, good shopping weather. Iron Bowl Saturday, highs in the upper 60s, mostly sunny. How about a kickoff temperature in Auburn right around 65 on Saturday? Download our weather app, stay on top of the weather changes all the time. 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Save hundreds every month in maintenance costs. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery Public Schools reported 5 burglaries at Brubaker Primary and Brubaker Intermediate School. The burglaries happened between Halloween and the 5th of November. Montgomery police have made an arrest. LaQuentin Grice, he's charged with all 5 burglaries. Grice was foiled by an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers. For years, Krispy Kreme donuts have been a Montgomery thing, going to the store out on the Atlanta Highway. But now, Lisa Bird with the city of Prattville says Krispy Kreme donuts is coming to Prattville. The corporate store will be in the Exchange Shopping Center near Cobbs Ford Road in U.S. 82. And a Tuskegee man, Orlando Marquise Sims, age 19, has been arrested and charged with 2 counts of first-degree sodomy. After an investigation, it's believed he sexually assaulted the victim, who was under the age of 12. Sims was a family acquaintance to the victim. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Good afternoon. It's Jeff Blake with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are broadcasting live from CPE Outdoor Power. We're on Perry Hill Road, just north of the interstate. Come on out here and see us, because we are collecting non-perishable food for the holiday food drive. We're benefiting the Montgomery Area Food Bank. We'd like for you to bring some non-perishable food items by and help us stuff our Sprinter van. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock this afternoon, but there's a barrel here anytime you want to stop by and donate some non-perishable food items. We're sponsored by Gulf Coast Supply, Riverside Chevrolet, Montgomery Eye Physician, Eddie, ASC Credit Union, and CTE Outdoor Power, where we are today. Come on out and see us. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. While you're out Christmas shopping and getting the stuff for Thanksgiving meals, pick up a little extra and bring it to us. Again, we're here until 1 o'clock for our holiday food drive. We are at CPE Outdoor Power. Again, it's on Perry Hill Road, right beside the interstate. Come on by and see us and help out our holiday food drive with Blue Water Broadcasting.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Friday only, save up to 50% on select gifts throughout the store. Plus, save 50% on 300-count Celebrations LED Christmas lights, now just $9.99 after instant savings. And for even more savings, print out our online coupon to save 50% on a regularly priced item under $30. So save big on Black Friday all day long at your neighborhood Ace.
Coupon valid on November 24th, limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon. Lights offer valid for Ace Rewards members. Only at participating stores.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You're my prison.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews, cancel anytime.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
17th century, a group of people called the Pilgrims wanted to reform and purify England's churches. As a result of their efforts, they were persecuted. So they sailed to the Netherlands, also known as Holland, seeking religious freedom. After 12 years in Holland, where they struggled to make a living and felt threatened by the permissive Dutch society, the Pilgrims decided to seek refuge in a place where they could create a society that matched their religious ideals. In exchange for 7 years of work, the Puritans persuaded a London stock company to finance their journey to the New World. In September 1620, 102 passengers set sail from Plymouth, England, on a ship called the Mayflower. The journey took 65 days and was filled with much difficulty. Bad storms weakened the ship and caused many leaks. Many passengers were cold and damp for much of the journey, and others were concerned that they wouldn't even survive. Though many were sick and one person died, they did make it. On December 11th, 1620, the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock and began to explore the surrounding area for a suitable place to build their colony. They chose Plymouth because it had an excellent harbor and a large brook in which to catch fish to eat. While living on the Mayflower and ferrying back and forth to land, the Pilgrims built their houses and barns. Construction was hindered by exceptionally heavy snow and intense cold, but the settlement was completed in late March 1621. Their success was dampened by great sorrow. Nearly half of their original group died that first winter. Besides survival, the Pilgrims were concerned that the Native American Indians would attack them. To their surprise, an Indian named Samoset walked right into the colony and welcomed them in broken English. Samoset was from an Indian tribe in Maine and had picked up a few English words from the fishermen who came into the harbors there. He told them also of another Indian named Squanto, a native of that place who had been in England and could speak better English than he. The Pilgrims used the opportunity to negotiate a peace treaty and to establish trading relations. Squanto's importance to the Pilgrims was enormous, and it can be said that they would not have survived without his help. It was Squanto who taught the Pilgrims how to tap the maple trees for sap, how to plant Indian corn and other crops, and how to tell which plants were poisonous and which could be used as medicine. As a result, they had a bountiful harvest that provided food for the coming winter. The Pilgrims had much to celebrate. Although nearly half of their people died, they had successfully built homes in the wilderness, raised enough crops to keep them alive during the long coming winter, and they were at peace with their Indian neighbors. It was time to give thanks. Governor William Bradford proclaimed a day of thanksgiving to God for helping them survive the brutal winter. They invited Squanto and the other Indians to join them in their celebration. Their chief, Massasoit, and 90 braves came to the celebration, which lasted for 3 days. Two years later, the colony suffered a drought, and Governor Bradford ordered a day of fasting and prayer. It is reported that soon afterward it began to rain. To celebrate God's answer to prayer, November 29th was proclaimed a day of thanksgiving. This date is believed to be the beginning of the present-day Thanksgiving Day, which is held on the fourth Thursday of November. The custom of an annual Thanksgiving celebration held after the harvest continued, but it became a national observance under Presidents George Washington in 1789 and Abraham Lincoln in 1863. Only after Lincoln did Thanksgiving become an annual observance. Thanksgiving weekend has become one of the busiest travel periods of the year because it is a 4 to 5 day vacation for many schools and some businesses. It has also become the beginning of the Christmas buying season. Many people today observe the holiday by watching professional football games, Thanksgiving TV programs, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade held in New York City. Thanksgiving is a time when families gather and enjoy time together. Many families give thanks to God for His goodness and faithfulness to them. Regardless of one's religious beliefs, most families will share a large meal together of turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes with gravy, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, sweet corn, and pumpkin pie. Afterwards, family members may share what they are thankful for from that year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
63 degrees outside. Stock market is down 68 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm well. I'm well.
Ah, so you're on November the 21st versus November the 22nd, huh?
Okay.
I like that. So the traffic, you noticed a little change in the traffic here.
Oh, yeah, it was driving me crazy.
Wow. Yeah, I tell you, I tried to get on the interstate at Ann Street. I looked down at Ann Street, and it was, like, packed. Soon, and it took me a while. I was kind of wondering what was going on right where you turn where that Waffle House is. And I was going like, oh, my God. Thank God I'm not driving in this stuff today.
Yeah, I should have stayed on Carter Hill, Vaughn Road, hit Perry Hill instead of trying to jump on Mulberry Street in the interstate. Because there were wrecks. There were people with, like, run-down cars who didn't know how to do turn signals. A guy with a trailer very loosely tied down with all sorts of junk. Literally junk.
Yeah, you remember we've had that discussion before. That's what people in Montgomery do. They drive around with junk on the back of their car, and they drop it off in the interstate. I mean, it's amazing.
But I didn't let it get rid of my zen, if I ever had any to begin with.
There you go. You got to have good zen. Good zen makes for a good Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
272-9228. Would love to hear what you're thankful for. This is going to be the Thanksgiving Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. The replay will be tomorrow. And if you're passing through Montgomery and listening to the show, would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear where you're going and what your plans are. And then if you're just listening, what are you thankful for and what are some of the traditions that you do and for Thanksgiving? Everybody's made a big deal on Thanksgiving that because of Trump, there's going to be all this civil unrest within the families, that they're not going to be able to talk during Thanksgiving and things like that.
You know whose fault that is? The people in those families.
Yeah, really.
Grow up.
I don't get that at all.
Because I love talking about politics with my family.
Yeah.
And everybody's all like, oh, no. Like, we're not going to be able to talk about this civilly. It's like, number one, calm down. And let's just have fun. Like, relax. Are you in charge? Really? You're not. So let's just talk about this.
Yeah. And air it out. It's good. Good to air it out. So, by the way, want to remind folks... there are several places that are going to be open. Shoney's in Prattville is going to be open. Plantation House and Granville Road in Millbrook is open for Thanksgiving Day. The Pasta Mill in Prattville is open. I called them. And if you're over the age of 60, they'll charge you $10. But it goes to the Humane Society in Autauga County, which has always been one of our favorite spots to
Absolutely.
Help out. We love to help humane societies out. So those are three places that are open on Thanksgiving Day. So go by and see them if you're looking for a place to have Thanksgiving lunch. I'm doing my bigger meal for that night. It's going to be the Egg Bowl, Mississippi State versus Ole Miss. And But I've got to have a little taste of turkey, so I might go drop by one of these places and get turkey and then go to the gym and go pass out. Let's go to the phones and go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, what an honor to be the first one today.
Well, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I wanted to pass on my Thanksgiving, and this predominantly goes out to those men and women who pull on a uniform, whether that uniform is of my beloved Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, Police Department, Sheriff's Department, EMTs, firemen. Every one of those give their time and their lives so that we all stay safe. And if anyone needs to be thankful for someone, we all do. Because of those men in uniform and those few in Congress who still speak for the American people and who still believe in our Constitution, we still have a First Amendment right. We still have our Second Amendment rights. We still have the essence of this country. And if anything other than, you know, you look for your health, you look for employment, you look for your parents and your family, you look for people like you, Dan, for John, for Joey, for Greg and his group, even for Baron, even as much as we disagree sometimes. Y'all give us voice and y'all give us the ability to put out how we feel. And if it were not for that, many of us would be silent. So I am very, if I have thankfulness, it is for all of y'all. So thank you.
Well, T-Spirit, that is very kind of you. Thank you very, very much for those kind words.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a very blessed day. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Make sure I'll... And let's do a few prayers for those, too. But thank you again, Dan. These past years have been tremendous. I think of the voice of Becky Garrison and what y'all were able to pull together and allow her to do. Every time I think about the Patriot movement known as the Tea Party, she is the first person I think of, because her voice in Congress, sitting there telling our congresspersons that she is not a serf, she is not a slave. They need to listen to that again. And if anyone needs a shot of patriotism, go look up Becky Garrison on YouTube and sit and listen to her. And if that doesn't get you, nothing will.
T-Spirit.
Thank you again, guys.
Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Roll tight.
War Eagle.
272-9228. We'd love to know what you're thankful for. Also, Fresh Market is going to be open tomorrow from 7 to 3. 7 to 3. And if you want to get some things for your house guests and such, it's a great location to do that. They still have the prime rib on sale for $9.99. They have a turducken. That $6.99 a pound that can feed a whole bunch of people out there. Let's go to the phones and go to Nancy. Nancy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show, Thanksgiving Day Edition.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to call because you want to know what we're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful that I can live in the United States, and I'm thankful that our economy is getting a little bit better, and I'm thankful that I have the privilege on Black Friday, Saturday afterwards, and Sunday to stand outside in my retired old Marine uniform and collect Toys for Tots for the River Region children that cannot have a Christmas without our help.
Nancy, awesome. I love that. I love that. So where do you do that, Nancy?
Well, we'll spend this Black Friday weekend on base at Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
But Toys for Tots containers are all over town. They're in almost every big store. And then we'll do the 12 Days of Giving at Walmart and Atlanta Highway in 2 weeks.
That is great. Well, do something for me, Nancy. When you're doing the thing at Walmart, call back and remind us of that so we can tell the audience, particularly if you're going to be there.
Excellent. And anybody that wants to do a Toys for Tots donation and they can't get out and do it, if they would just go to the Townsend Detachment of the Marine Corps League webpage and fill out the little email saying they have toys and where the toys are, I'll make sure our guys come collect.
Nancy, that is great. I love it. See, that's, I do for Thanksgiving, I always go in and help a Salvation Army for a little while, and they say, Dan, you're so good at talking to all these people. Why don't you just be a greeter and go around the tables? And so I really enjoy doing it because these people don't have a lot of people to communicate with, and it's really something to watch them enjoy a Thanksgiving Day meal.
It is. It's delightful to be able to serve our community.
It is. Nancy, that is great. I think you do a great thing. And again, don't forget to call back when you're doing the thing at Walmart.
I surely will.
Thanks, Nancy. Have
a
great Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
You too. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, Thanksgiving Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. If you're passing through town, we'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning.
A bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit can make any morning special. Now two for just $3.50, only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time, single item at regular price.
To all who've asked when McRib is coming back, you've hashtagged about your hunger and posted your passion 29,000 times. You blog, vlog, gift, or gift about your cravings. You even throw back Thursday to that time you had McRib with your cousin and it was glorious. And now it's time to eat one. Then post a picture of it.
Your wait is over. Your favorite McRib sandwich is back. Pick up a McRib extra value meal now for just $4.99, only at McDonald's. At participating stores for a limited time, single item at regular price cannot be combined with combo meal.
Brubaker Motors. What's new at Brubaker? It's our end-of-the-year sale. All remaining 2017 models must go. Come see us or go online at brubaker.com for our specials. The all-new Kia Stinger GT sedan with 360 horsepower. Available soon. Kia, for the second year in a row, is number one in J.D. Power initial quality, edging out Porsche for the second year. See our other models, all value-priced, ready to sell. Our Prattville and Montgomery Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat locations. Great deals this month on our huge selection of Ram trucks, especially during hunting season. Throw all the kids into the back of the Pacifica, a new type of people mover, and the always popular, great-to-drive, anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee, the leader in SUVs for decades. Infiniti, sporty luxury, the all-new QX30 compact SUV crossover, or the carry-everything-in-style QX80, big enough to carry all your stuff, but nimble as a cat. Hundreds to choose from. And don't forget our award-winning service departments. All locations have express oil change, all value-priced and convenient. Only at Brubaker Motors.
If I could write a letter to Santa, I'd ask for more money for the holidays. I always come up short, especially since I'm stuck with a high-interest auto loan. But this year, ASE Credit Union is offering a no-pay for 90 days refinance offer. Talk about the gift that keeps on giving. With my new low rate from ASE, I'll save thousands of dollars over the life of my auto loan. And because I don't have to start payments until after the holidays, I'll get to keep some jingle in my pocket. It will truly be a happy new year. ASE Credit Union, your favorite holiday helper. Equal opportunity lender.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Got a lot of information to go over. Love to hear what you're thankful for, what some of your Thanksgiving plans are, or just your comments and viewpoint. Well, we've got the new Rory Moore, Doug Jones poll that just came out from Raycom. This was earlier than I thought it was going to be. I was told that the poll was going to be redone for next week, and we'd see it next Thursday. So maybe they just did this one early to see what the movement was. Remember, there was an 11-point difference, then you had a 9-point difference, and now this latest one just came out.
An exclusive Raycom News Network Senate poll conducted by Strategy Research finds the race between Roy Moore and Doug Jones is a statistical tie.
Rick Journey joins us from Montgomery to break down those poll numbers, Rick.
Yes, it's another sign this race has tightened with little space between the campaigns.
3 weeks to go in this Senate race, and Democrat Doug Jones appears to have closed the gap with Republican Roy Moore. The new poll finds Moore still leading Jones 47% to 45%. Some remain undecided, with 3% now saying they plan to write in a candidate.
Next question.
The difference in this race, the allegations that have dogged Moore for nearly 2 weeks now.
He has completely lost his 11-point lead, and this is essentially a dead heat between the two candidates.
44% believe all or some of the allegations. Roughly one in three people don't believe the claims, and 21% say it simply has not changed their vote. The partisan divide runs deep when it comes to the allegations. 74% of Democrats say they believe some or all of the accusations. Nearly half of all Republicans simply don't believe them. It's the latest snapshot of an embattled campaign denying the allegations, but facing growing concerns.
I think right now, perception in Alabama is that there's something to this. People are undecided. They're concerned about making this decision.
We reached out for reaction. The Jones campaign basically saying they're not paying attention to polls right now. Now, shortly before our poll was released, during that media event for the Moore campaign, right behind us, Dean Young, a longtime Moore supporter, saying that essentially any poll that says that Moore is either tied or trailing is, in his words, fake news.
Now, a couple of things, and Charles, hang on for me here for a moment. So this is new polling data. Interestingly enough, there's another story, but the audio of it was so bad I couldn't clean it up enough to air it. But it was talking about the absentee balloting that's happening. Yesterday in Montgomery County, they received 90 absentee ballots, which the registrar said is highly unusual. She's the lady who's in charge of elections. Very highly unusual, and to a much higher than any other number they've ever seen. And this is supposed to be a low turnout election. And this is what I think is happening. I think there are a whole bunch of people who are voting absentee that don't want to go in and have somebody see them check off a Roy Moore name.
Hmm. Interesting. The secret ballot coming back to bite you.
Yeah. It because it isn't one thing on this new system, it is not very secure in a sense that people, particularly when you have a very small ballot, they can see how you vote if they just glance at your ballot.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to protect that. So I think a lot of people are doing that. The other thing is, if they write in somebody's name, they have to write it in exactly the way their name is listed. So it has to be Jefferson Sessions.
Hmm.
Thank goodness we don't have to do the Beauregard. Can I take the call? Do I need to go to break? Let's go to Charles. Charles, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show, Thanksgiving Day edition.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
We're doing very good.
I just want to give thanks
First, I want to thank God for giving me breath this morning. I want to thank God for my daughter, for changing my life. And I want to thank God for blessing me with my job I have and my boss, Mr. Bob. If it wasn't for him and God, I wouldn't have what I have today.
Mm.
And I want to thank God for y'all for having such a wonderful show.
Well, thank you. It's very kind.
And I just want to hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families. Love them. And you know that's all we have.
Charles, that's exactly, and let me tell you something. You hit right on it as thanking God and understanding that God is where we get our things come from, and that's where, you know, we need to be humble before Him.
Right. People have lost sight of that. I feel what I've noticed. They want to thank this and that, but you need to thank God every morning for waking you up and blessing you for having what you have, your family, your friends, job, whatever. If it wasn't for Him, you wouldn't have this. And I just feel like people have lost that sight, you know, and it's sad.
No, I agree with you. I think they, I think the world gets too busy for them. They kind of forget who's in charge, and they think that they're in charge, or they're trying to cope with the world, and they'd be much better off being on their knees and in prayer than they are trying to struggle with things sometimes.
That's me. Me and my daughter, we've learned to leave all problems with God. Cause he's gonna provide a way for you if you have faith in God and faith in yourself. He's going to provide a way. No matter how hard it is, he's going to take care of his own. And I just wish people would, you know, understand that and see that. But I'm not going to hold y'all up. I know y'all busy and everything. I'm on my lunch break. I just wanted to give thanks to them people and God and everything for putting these people in my life and giving me a chance, you know, to work and be a responsible person and a good father.
Charles, thanks for the great comment, and thanks for the cell phone call. Have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, and you too.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Now, back to Dan Moore.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi, I'm Conrad Misseldine with Air Conditioning by Luke Wire. It's been several months since we even thought about the cold weather, but the long-range prediction for the river region is a chillier than average winter. Is your furnace up to the job, or is it time to consider getting a new one? At Luke Wire, we've just purchased a truckload of furnaces from Carrier so that we can offer a huge discount. These units will be in different sizes as well as both gas and electric. Now's the perfect time for you to call us and schedule a heating tune-up. But if your furnace is old, we can change it out and save you 20%. 20%. Furnaces that are several years old may become a danger to your family. So call Air Conditioning by Luquire and we will talk with you about replacing your old unit with an up-to-date, safe carrier furnace. Save 20% by calling us now and you'll be ready for the colder weather that will be upon us before we know it. Don't miss out on Luquire's truckload carrier furnace sale going on now for a limited time. Call 264-9666 or visit us online at acbyluquire.com.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Accused by more than 125 women and girls of molesting them, the former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar pleads guilty to 7 cases in Lansing, Michigan. He's facing at least 25 years in prison.
I'm so horribly sorry that this was like a mash to turn into a forest fire out of control.
He was on the faculty at Michigan State University. President Trump on Twitter keeping up his feud with the father of a UCLA basketball player who refuses to give the president credit for getting his son out of trouble for shoplifting in China.
President Trump escalated his Twitter war with LeVar Ball, writing, "It wasn't the White House, it wasn't the State Department, it wasn't Father LeVar's so-called people on the ground in China that got his son out of a long-term prison sentence. It was me." He added, "LeVar is just a poor man's version of Don King, but without the hair."
Fox's John Decker. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Here's your updated holiday week forecast for today. Big travel day. Should be a great day with lots of sunshine, high temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a mostly sunny, cool holiday, but a nice day with a high temperature in the lower 60s, low tomorrow night around 40. On Black Friday, more sunshine, comfortable, high 65, good shopping weather. Iron Bowl Saturday, highs in the upper 60s, mostly sunny. How about a kickoff temperature in Auburn right around 65? On Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes all the time. 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Dan Morris Show.
Whoa, la, 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 la. 272-922, hey, that's where we are. Hey, 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 hey. start diving into some of these stories here. North Korea soldier defects and is shot, but he makes it. Now, this video clip is up on my website, danmoreshow.com. And you can see that it's absolutely amazing. The guy's driving in a Jeep and basically drives into where the DMZ is, or DMX now they call it, and he makes a run for it. Guy gets shot 5 times. He's laying there up against the wall. He's cleared into on the other side of the boundaries. He's in the South Korea side, and some South Korean soldiers go in at night and go get him, and he's alive. Wow. Let's listen to the story.
This is like a scene from a Cold War spy movie. Here, you can see a North Korean defector running from that Jeep, running for his life as North Korean soldiers follow him and open fire. It was all captured on camera, including a daring rescue.
In the dramatic footage released overnight, a military Jeep hurtles towards the demilitarized zone, a border considered one of the most dangerous in the world. Inside the vehicle, a North Korean soldier risking his life, desperate to defect. Heavily armed border guards racing to intercept him. The defector leaps from the Jeep. Seconds later, his former military colleagues firing 40 rounds. He is shot at least 5 times, his motionless body slumped against a wall. The footage, released by the US-led UN command, then shows a daring rescue. South Korean soldiers crawling to him and dragging him to safety. Just last month, inside North Korea, we visited the border area known as the DMZ. Our military guide took us through the very same road where the defector is seen, and to the heavily guarded border where North and South are just steps away from each other.
That is the border between North and South.
The escape, an embarrassment for North Korea, which insists defectors are kidnapped or lured by the South. It's also a diplomatic violation. North Korean soldiers briefly crossing over the border, opening fire, it's thought, for the first time in 3 decades. The soldier now recovering after 2 operations, lucky to be alive, running for freedom, escaping with just seconds to spare.
And another look at that extraordinary footage. That North Korean soldier just crossed the border. That is one of the issues, as well as many people saying, Savannah, that they're surprised that this didn't turn into a wider firefight. That border is so tense.
So this guy literally gets out and gets out of the Jeep and starts hauling butt towards the South Korean side, and they shoot him. And they shoot him 4 or 5 times. Man. And he's just laying there up against the wall and been there emotionless. You can go to my website, danmoreshow.com. You can see the story, which has the footage in it. And these guys jump over on the South Korean side, which you're not supposed to do. And I'm kind of surprised that they had enough willpower not to just unload on those North Korean troops. Don't you know also that those North Korean guys, when they got back to their assignment, that they were in some deep kimchi, they would say?
Oh, yeah. This is a huge propaganda loss for the North Koreans.
Really? And so, you know, I'm betting those guys may not be seen like this afternoon type stuff.
I think so. Whew. Or they might go work in some camp.
Yeah, salt mine somewhere.
Yeah.
Man. So that was kind of an interesting story, considering the intensity that's going on out there. Uber gets hacked.
Oh, man.
Now, this is a crazy kind of story here, because the thing that makes it really crazy is the fact that this happened a year ago. Let's listen in.
A massive data breach at Uber, the troubled car hailing service, disclosing on Monday that the personal data of 57 million customers and drivers was exposed. But what's worse is that this hack took place in October of 2016, more than a year ago, and that is just the beginning. NBC's Stephanie Ruhle is here with more on that. Steph, this is like a bad news, worse news situation. The company got hacked, then they paid off the hackers to cover it up, And now everybody knows about it anyway. Take me through it.
That is exactly it. And all of this happened under former Uber co-founder and CEO Travis Kalanick. Two hackers come. They say, we've stolen this data. Uber pays them $100,000. And the hackers say, we'll delete it. And no one tells anyone. You have to disclose this to the government and to your customers. They didn't. So it's a huge relationship breach. The new CEO came in, found out, and said, we need to tell everyone. But guess what? In a lot of states, you need to disclose it if you've been breached, so they could get hit with huge fines. Don't worry about Uber. They're worth $50 billion. But the cover-up here, it's just like your kids. The cover-up, worse than the crime.
Yeah, with your kids. And in Washington, they always say the cover-up is worse than the crime. Let me ask you, what is the information that got stolen? Because I have to say, I'm thinking, well, now they know where everyone lives. And secondly, what are the chances the hacker could stick to their word and not release it because they got $100,000?
See, that's a great point. No one actually knows. The hackers told Uber execs, don't worry, we've deleted it. Now, the head of security, who was the head of security then, is now fired. But who knows? And the company says they're looking into it. Obviously, the government is involved now. And they say they're going to tighten up security measures, but they've lost a lot of trust, and they already had a black eye.
Man, I'm an Uber.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Too.
Reed Ingram? Well, let's get the Reed Ingram on the line here. Reed, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and to your guests.
Happy
you,
Thanksgiving to you, Reed.
All the listeners. Sir?
Tell me what's going on down at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Oh, man, we're gearing up for Christmas. We've got everybody's pecans. Of course, we hadn't even got to Thanksgiving yet, but we've got fresh pecans from Auburn. We're getting everything ready. All our casseroles, we're cooking. We're making pies. We got 72 that just came out of the oven.
Ooh.
We're getting everybody geared up for the holidays.
Can somebody go down and pick up a pecan pie today for tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Outstanding. So,
yes, sir. We got them coming out of the oven about every hour and 15 minutes.
Guys, let me tell you something. I've had a bite of the pecan pie down there. It is absolutely amazing. Reed Ingram is going to become the pecan capital at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Well, I don't know about that. Thank you. Hey, we have got all kinds of pecans. We've got pecans, chocolate pecans, white chocolate pecans. We've got kettle corn. Any of the gifts that you may need for the hard-to-find person, come on out. Black Friday, we've got some exciting things. We'll have free coffee, free homemade muffins, free wassail. We're going to open up at 8 o'clock. We'll open early for shoppers, and it's a great atmosphere. We got the restaurant here that you can enjoy a meal and pick up a gift and at a very good sale price as well.
Now that's 8 o'clock on Friday that you can be opening it up. Is that correct?
That's right. We're closed on Thanksgiving, yes, sir. Okay. Black Friday we'll be open.
Okay. Now, guys, here's the other thing: Sweet Creek Farm Market and Iron Bowl. So you guys may want to get some orders in for the Boston Butts. The camp stew is outstanding at Sweet Creek Farm Market. And I hope you got plenty on stock, Reed, because I tell you what, that is the best stuff ever.
Thank you. We're making 100 quarts a day right now for the season. And we're running out about every day. But we're making up. We're gearing up a little bit for Iron Bowl. We've got half chickens for barbecuing. We've got St. Louis-style rib. We've got Boston Butts. We'll fix your tailgate package, whatever you want in it, and head out to the game. You can pick your stuff up as early as 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. And we're open for breakfast that morning, too.
Ooh, yeah. Well, Reed, I tell you what, I appreciate you. This is going to be on the replay for tomorrow. And then what I'd love to do is I'm doing a live show. I'm really the only live show during that time of the day in Montgomery, and would love for you to call back in and also see if I can get you to do another gift basket like we did last time.
We'll do it. Don't forget, we have probably got 5 or 6 tons of pecans in. All your pecan needs, walnuts, chocolate pecans, pecan tins, any companies out there want to give a gift out, we can do up to 400 or 500, and we'll deliver them to the company. So, just get your orders in. Give us a call. We'll take care of you.
Reed, I appreciate you, buddy. I appreciate Sweet Creek Farm Market. Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday Thanksgiving Day edition. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a great place to go by. Tell you that Cuban sandwich. Wasn't that thing awesome?
It's so good.
I may have to go down and go get me some of that camp stew. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have green fields that need to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
While most of us will be planning the next big meal, hundreds of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to join our holiday food drive to help feed those in need. Drop off non-perishable food items to Hetty's locations, 5026 Vaughn Road or 2872 Wetumpka Highway, and help stuff our Sprinter van with food to be delivered to hungry families. Hetty, a unique shopping experience with vape supplies and handmade bath and body products. Visit our station website for more info. The Holiday Food Drive from Hetty and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Let's dive into this Charlie Rose mess that's happening. We've got new ones that are coming out, so says the Washington Post.
This morning, CBS says three women who work at the network have come forward with new allegations against Charlie Rose. The acclaimed newsman was fired by the network just 24 hours after multiple women accused him of sexual harassment for his work on the Charlie Rose show. PBS also canceled that show, which had been on the air for more than 25 years. Overnight, CBS This Morning's Gayle King appearing on Stephen Colbert to talk about her now former co-anchor, Charlie Rose.
There's certainly some anger. There's some sadness. There's compassion, there's concern. You know, you can hold a variety of emotions around one particular incident, one particular person. So I can't really say I'm one thing. I tell you what I am is raw.
But still, King says this is a turning point.
I don't think it's going to go back to the shadows, Stephen, because women feel empowered to speak up. Women are no longer afraid to speak up. But the best part about it is they are now being believed.
The original Washington Post report triggering others to come forward, including Sarah Gordon, a former intern for the Charlie Rose Show, who spoke exclusively with NBC News.
I take a step back and I breathe and I'm like, okay, what's the intention here?
Gordon says when she went to Rose's apartment to deliver mail in 2002, he showed her a graphic sex scene from a movie.
He asked me, you know, how does this make you feel? I did not run, but I just like, oh, okay, well, I guess some people are really into this and I'm not.
Gordon says Rose did not touch her in any way.
Man. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bo. Bo, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, what's up, bro?
Man, how are you today?
Good, my friend. What are you planning for Thanksgiving?
Well, do a little Salvation Army. Going to have my folks don't get here until that night, but I got to taste a little turkey and dressing, so I'm probably going to go to someplace and get that, and then get ready for the Iron Bowl, and then big dinner that night.
Who are you pulling for in the Iron Bowl?
I'm sorry, I said Iron Bowl, I meant Egg Bowl. I'm just. It's always a good game. I think Mississippi State is going to do well with it. I think Mullins is a pretty good coach, and I think he wants to make a statement with tomorrow night's game. On Iron Bowl, I'm for Alabama.
Oh, okay, me too. Roll Tide, bro.
Roll Tide. How about you?
Hey, I wanted to say what I was thankful for, because I can say it on the air, but I can't say it around the Thanksgiving table. I want to be able to say it around the Thanksgiving table, but I couldn't. I think I would be forever banned from the table if I said what I'm about to say.
Okay, say what you're about to say, and then we'll talk about it.
I am most thankful that Donald J. Trump is my president and not Hillary.
So, do you have family members that were Hillary supporters?
Or yes.
Were they anti-Trump people?
All of the above.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does that go on Thanksgiving? Do y'all get into some pretty feisty discussions?
Well, this is the way I play it, Dan. I lay low. And because the word is already out, don't talk politics, and I forget what the other, religion, and there was another one, but... I don't usually, you know, in other words, I'll just lay low and I'll just, you know, be going along and, you know, happy and go lucky and everything until the liberal in-law brings something up about, you know, starts dogging out one of my politician people that I support.
Do you, is alcohol served at your Thanksgiving lunches or mm-hmm. dinners?
Not at all. No. That wouldn't be a good mix at all, I don't think.
Okay, so this is your wife's side of the family.
Right. So the brother of my father-in-law, he's in California. He's one of the biggest liberals in the family. And one year, after Trump, I think he was campaigning, and the brother was at the table, and I said, I started to wear my Trump 2016 shirt, but my wife said, don't do it. And the uncle said, yeah, she's smart. But have you heard about this deal where the State Department is releasing $700,000 to some country, Hungary, to support the liberal media?
I have not heard that.
Can you reference it and maybe talk about it sometime today on the show a little bit?
I'll try to look it up while we're at the top of the hour break.
Yeah, because I've been wanting Tillerson gone out of there and McMaster and all them, because I really think they're globalists. And really, I'm not fond of Ivanka and Jared.
Well, you got
it. I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop on Tillerson. And I tell you what, I think if we start doing some Twitters on and some tweets on Trump's Twitter about Tillerson, maybe we can get him to look at him. Or do you think John Kelly's blocking him?
I think Tillerson.